What's up, guys? You're listening to Strong, the Iron Will Way, official podcast of the Iron Legion Strength Company. I read a great quote some years back, very simple quote, but something that sticks with me, and I think is very apropos for this time of year. Again, it is just a couple days after New Year, so we are going to talk, like most people are, about New Year's resolutions and the new year. And that quote was, hope is not a strategy. Period. I'll say it again. Hope is not a strategy. I like this because this is the time of year that I see everybody posting how they want 2019 to be, what their dreams are, what they're hoping for. Hope it's going to be a good year. I'm wishing for a great year. I'm planning for a great year. Which is all great. But the difference between wishing for a great year and having a great year lies in doing the things necessary to have the great year. Doing the work, doing the reading, doing the learning, doing the growing and stretching out of your comfort zone. I think this is where most people kind of miss the boat. A new year is another opportunity, yes, but it means literally nothing without a change in behavior. So many people will continue the identical behaviors of the previous year and years and somehow expect a different result, and that just doesn't work. I think of this in several kind of contexts. One of those being workouts, right? If you all of a sudden expect to get double and triple the results from your previous years or months in working out, what are you doing differently? You're obviously going to have to work out two or three times more effectively, two or three times harder, two or three times more often. But something's got to give. You're not going to do the same program and the same diet and get three times the results just because it's because you want to. I found this a lot in people who, I talked to a lot of people who are kind of starting their own businesses, and I know I talk about this a lot, but there's so many parallels. But when you are starting a business, and most businesses, especially kind of single operator, sole proprietorship type things, involve selling something. Well, sales is an art. Sales is something you have to learn how to do. And you don't just learn how to do it by accident. It's like anything else. There are hundreds and thousands of books on sales. There are audiobooks on sales. There are workshops on sales. There are seminars and programs you can buy. You have to do that. So if you have your own business that is selling candles and you're hoping to quadruple your sales this year from last year, I don't know how you expect to do that if you don't become better at sales and better at marketing, and things have to change. You're definitely not going to achieve that by using the same techniques and systems as last year and just cross your fingers and hope that it quadruples. There's got to be a strategy behind how it's going to quadruple. You're going to have to make more phone calls, run more ads, do more events. I don't even know how a person sells candles, but you get the idea. Things have to change, and the person trying to sell them, most importantly, has to become better at all those things. That person has to know more about marketing. That person has to know more about sales. That person has to know more about pricing. That person has to know more about the different outlets that you would sell them to, whatever. That requires an active decision to learn more and to become a better salesperson, right? A more knowledgeable business person. So whatever your 2019 or whatever year you end up listening to this is, goals are, understand that, yes, set those goals, write them down, think big, all that good stuff, but next and most important is the list of what are you going to do differently on a daily, weekly, monthly basis to achieve these new goals. That's the most important part, not the goal, but what am I going to do to achieve them, and how are you going to stay accountable to it? And make sure that what you're writing down is something that will actually make those changes. Okay, so if we're going to stay in the health and wellness kind of zone here, if it's what's going to change? What are you going to start preparing lunch instead of buying lunch at work? Are you going to stop drinking during the week and only drink on weekends? Are you going to start eating breakfast and stop eating dinner out? Like, whatever it is, put some real numbers down, put some real plans on paper, or else your goal of losing 15, 20 pounds is not going to matter without the behaviors to manage that goal. Okay, hope that makes sense. Pretty simple, but often overlooked. You guys have an awesome day.